It's time for the Drive's Top 4 at 4.
Top 4 at 4 is brought to you by MyBookie. Get your bets in for this weekend. Go to MyBookie.ag to get that done. We start in the world of college football. LSU will return to freshman T.J. Finley to start at quarterback against South Carolina tomorrow as Miles Brennan continues to deal with a lower body injury. Ed Orgeron making the announcement after practice yesterday, adding that fellow freshman quarterback Max Johnson will play as well, rotating quarterbacks for the Tigers. Go Tigers.
I guess Miles Brennan isn't healthy enough.
Evidently not.
I'm trying to remember when he took a shot.
Yeah. Good to see Tennessee not the only team with superior quarterback.
Yeah, but they have they've decided to move on to a different quarterback, stick with a guy that's hurt.
Tennessee trounces Missouri at home. Missouri beats LSU in Columbia. Therefore, we're much better than the transitive property says. Tennessee much better than LSU, correct?
That's a great point.
Wish we had played them this year.
Point taken.
New Orleans Saints could be without both of their top receivers Sunday against the Panthers. Emmanuel Sanders will miss the game after testing positive for COVID-19. Coach Sean Payton says that Michael Thomas's status is in doubt because of a hamstring injury that crept up this week. Not what Drew Brees wants to see.
No, we don't want to see that at all. We need to keep winning.
Well,
I'm not liking that.
The NBA is quite a tall task in front of them. Number three here in terms of trying to figure out how to move forward next season. Of course, they just finished the season. Now is usually when they would be starting a season. So still several key questions regarding what it's going to look like. Right now, they're talking about starting up the season right around Christmas. No date has materialized yet, but what do you think? Go ahead and tip off the season on Christmas Day? I think that would be kind of cool. They've taken over that day. You might as well go ahead and play. Just my opinion.
I guess, but that's a quick turnaround. What's it, really a month and a half for the players in the bubble? I don't know about that.
Finally, number four, game three. The World Series tonight, 8 o'clock on Fox. Dodgers-Rays. Series tied up one game apiece.
Maybe I'll catch the eighth and ninth inning if it's good enough.
Just flip it on, like catch Twitter.
I got a dinner tonight, but maybe when I get back, catch Twitter, see what the score is. If it's close, I'll do World Series baseball in the eighth or ninth. I can't watch it 1-7. It's just too much.
All right, very good. That is the top four at four. It's brought to you by MyBookie. Folks, get your bets in for football this weekend. If you ever find yourself wishing that you could make some extra cash with your NFL and college football knowledge, MyBookie wants to make your dream come true this season. Log on to MyBookie.ag, and when you register, use promo code Knoxville to activate their double your first deposit offer. It's a terrific offer for you. All you got to do is use promo code Knoxville to double your cash with MyBookie. Get your football bets in, get your World Series bets in, anything else, you can bet on it as well. You want to bet on the presidential race or something like that, you can do that.
You can, actually.
They got everything on there.
Yeah.
MyBookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid. We're live this afternoon at Hops and Hollers, courtesy of our good friends at Terrapin Beer Company. Come on out, sign up for this Terrapin prize pack we're giving away. You stop by. We're on, by the way, North Central Avenue, right off Broadway, near beautiful downtown, in the shadows of downtown.
I feel like I can see the university from here.
Oh, it's a beautiful day, man.
It's awesome.
Beautiful. I can't see the old Hyatt building.
Is that what I'm thinking of?
Way
okay.
Down there, the Hyatt building. So,
and the bell tower, is that a bell tower?
Man, we got a great view. What do you think this is, Back to the Future or something?
I don't know what that thing is right there, the big tall building.
That's a smokestack, Trey. We are going to be here till 6 o'clock. You can just go see the optometrist. Come on out, get signed up for this prize pack. We're giving away a six-pack cooler, a couple of orange hats, koozies, T-shirts. We got a Terrapin bobblehead. We got a patio umbrella. Check out that umbrella.
I know. I saw it earlier when he was unpacking it.
Nobody comes pick that up. That might go on the porch at Stately Smith Manor, I'll tell you.
Be on a fan run, Tim.
Sunglasses, masks, net gaiters. Bear, you have not said anything.
That's because you won't turn on my microphone.
You have not said anything about my net gaiter. A whole hour. Just not going to acknowledge?
Well, we haven't gotten to that. I've got a couple of things I want to go over with you today. First of all, did you happen to check out the latest article that dropped in The Athletic about Vol Twitter?
No, it's on my reading list, though.
You are mentioned in it prominently.
I am?
Yes.
Really?
So am I.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Because...
Elvin?
Who did write that
Rex
one?
Rex Road, right?
Yeah, I think it was Joe.
Was it Joe?
You were mentioned in there because a very deserved member of the top 10, I thought he should have been number one, is my guy, one of my favorite followers on Twitter, Christopher Walken.
Oh, God.
And I can't remember if it was his favorite troll job or.
They talked about that?
Yeah.
Rex Road wrote about that?
Yeah.
It's outrageous.
Yeah. Oh, it's hysterical. And then the two articles
so I get
they've
clowned
dropped
on
this week.
It's not talking about what a credit I am to Vault Twitter and how I'm a great follower and everything. They're just making fun of the time.
I got described as a favorite.
Trolled me.
Yeah, I mean, he trolled
you're
you
a favorite?
Bit.
I'm a favorite.
You're not a
me
favorite.
And Houston.
You and Houston.
Oh, the Vault rumor mill. That's silly.
Okay, I'll have to go in.
But yeah, and it'll there's some great follows. Young Phil Fulmer is probably my favorite.
I still
suck
have not
my
finished.
Vol.
Excuse me.
That's the guy's handle. It suck my balls. Young Phil Fulmer.
Children listening right now, Bear. I still haven't finished the one about the picture that I started yesterday. Here's how long that this piece is that Ubbin wrote. I went to vote this morning.
Right.
Knoxville Expo Center took me about an hour. They're reading. I'm still not done. That's how long that article is.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe if I can book out a couple of hours, I can read Rex Road's piece tonight.
Rex Road wrote. It's really really funny.
Oh, I'll go check that out.
So second thing is, y'all are getting beat tonight. Hands down.
Okay. Well, probably. Good. There is.
I'm just looking forward
we've
to
had a rough
number
week.
17 being the player of the week next week.
A lot of adversity has struck West High School. Our quarterback is out tonight. Three starting offensive linemen and two defensive starters. We have one, as I understand it, it's one positive COVID case, and the rest are contact traced out for the game.
Join the club. So, Catholic's got three offensive players, defensive players, okay. And two coaches out
tonight.
Three
offensive line starters and your starting quarterback.
I'm not sure.
Put Caden Martin on the bench, and then we'll call it a fair game.
Why would I put Caden Martin on the bench? The kid's the best quarterback in the state.
Because our quarterback's on the bench.
That's not my problem.
No, it's not. But it's fine. Look, it's fine. You guys, you might.
You can have everybody. Y'all weren't going to contain T's kid today.
First
tonight.
Of all, you don't just roll into 3300 Sutherland Avenue and waltz away with the W. So you're gonna have to
not
earn
if you're
it.
Carnes or Campbell County, you don't.
And you might earn it. You might earn it. I don't know, but the bottom line is it doesn't matter because we're on a mission to win a state championship this year. And as long as our
beating
guys
up
are
on
healthy,
the little sisters of the poor,
little sisters of the poor like you guys and Powell. As long as we get to the ultimate destination, which is Cookeville, it'll all be good.
Okay.
So I don't particularly care if you guys beat a depleted West roster tonight, but we'll see what happens.
Nice gator, though. Where'd you know if you had that?
I just got it at Walmart the other day.
It makes you look like an Ole Miss fan, man, to tell you the truth.
Well,
Johnny Reb.
I kind of like a Braves fan, like the throwback uniforms Braves wore.
Kind of like their coach. Let's go to the phones here. Let's get Phil in here next. Good afternoon, Phil. You're on The Drive live this afternoon at Hops and Hollers, presented by Terrapin Beer Company.
I'm having some Hops and Hollers over at the drink tank.
All right.
What number are we on over there, Phil?
I'm on my fourth beer. About that.
Pace yourself, well, Philly.
You got to pace yourself what's going to happen tomorrow.
What's going to happen?
Well, I'll be happy if the Irish can, take care of business tonight and have the only quality win of the year against the great state champion West Rebels.
You got to earn it, Phil.
Yeah.
Earn it. We still got.
We got a better quarterback. That's the reason we'll win.
We got a plethora
I wish the quarterback was playing.
Backs,
I mean,
I was
looking forward to it.
Great athletes.
Great athletes. I don't know. I've watched West scrimmage Alcoa three straight years for this season, and Alcoa just rolls them up about 30-0. So has things got any better over there?
I love how you and Bear love to talk trash about scrimmages. Not the games, scrimmages.
Who's like talking about a scrimmage?
All
I pointed out was you guys haven't played anybody all year.
All last year.
Yeah.
The aggregate record of your defeated opponents is like 3-40.
Excuse me.
Campbell County?
That was a big win. Last year was
Carnes.
Remember how Catholic just owned Miracle in a scrimmage? We're like, yeah, what happened?
Yeah, because they're not going
to
spend the $3,000 on their personal refs. It's going
to
screw Catholic like they did before.
Yeah.
What happened to the game?
I just want to talk about Miracle. They play in a dump.
You lost twice.
They threw me out of there.
Couldn't beat them.
It's a joke.
Couldn't beat them. But, oh, we owned you in a
scrimmage. 17-11 when you go out there to Maryville, Russell.
Scrimmage.
They recruit half
a
Knox. And what's amazing is you carry water for them, and they have recruited kids to play at Maryville.
Well, let's talk about Tennessee tomorrow. I mean, good Lord, we're going to listen to that. I mean, I don't think Cabot's going to playoffs this year, but they still might beat West. But, guys, all honesty, the Waterloo game for Jerry Pruitt is in 2 weeks. If he loses that game, he's a dead man walking. He'll be fired after next year. And I want Hugh Freeze as the next coach of Tennessee.
How weird is college football, Phil? That Arkansas game, we never talked about it in the summer. It's an afterthought.
They've been the worst team for 3 years in the league.
And all of a sudden, it's become – you're absolutely right. It is a must-win game. He has got to beat Arkansas and Fayetteville in 2 weeks. Otherwise – I don't
exactly.
even contemplate what the conversation is going
to
be around this.
Johnny Majors losing to Arkansas and Knoxville 92 is propel Fulmer to the job.
Yep.
And that's as simple as that. But I don't know. They're going to trot out number two again. I mean, it's just then I heard that none of the other guys are any good. If that's true, that's on Jeremy Pruitt. He's in year three, don't have a quarterback. That's unexcusable. And then firing a coach. Just throwing that money away and not wearing a mask right, $200,000. I mean, money don't grow on trees, Jeremy. Take it out of your damn salary. You teaching have to pay for that.
You talk about a guy who has been given everything he could possibly ask for to succeed here from a investment standpoint.
Yes.
Both coordinators making well north of $1 million, multiple year contracts. You want to fire your defensive line coach middle season? Fine. We'll go ahead and buy him out. I mean, this guy, he's been given everything. And at a certain point, if you're Philip Fulmer, you have to not only expect, you have to demand a return on that investment.
Yeah, well, I don't know, guys. I'm just tired of losing to him. I mean, I doubt I'll be 6 feet under before we beat him again. And, one thing I have to look forward to now is, I guess, the Steelers Sunday.
Make sure to pour one out.
Y'all been talking about how great the Titans are. It's been 60 years. How many championships they got?
Philly, hit the bricks. Get him out of here, Drew. I'm not listening not listening to his crap anymore.
Bye, Phil.
And still some much-needed discipline on this radio program. Stay with us. The drive continues. More from Hops and Hollers. We'll tell you more about this Terrapin prize pack when we continue your phone calls as well after this.
The Drive.
Back here on The Drive, it's Fan Run Radio. Russell, Baron, Trey cruising along with you on this glorious football Friday in East Tennessee. Be sure to get your score prediction in via Facebook, facebook.com/The Drive with Russell Smith. Look for the Crown Cleaners picks thread on there. Give us your score prediction for Tennessee and Alabama. Closest score prediction, as always, wins fabulous gifts and prizes, a gift card to Crown Cleaners, and a gift card to Qdoba of Knoxville. We appreciate Crown Cleaners, their long-standing support of the show. Three locations throughout West Knoxville to get your dry cleaning done. Go on to crowncleaners.com to find out more information. All phone calls appear via the G3 Help Me hotline. If you are injured in an accident and need legal representation, call in the law offices of G. Turner Howard III or just visit g3helpme.com. Their phone number is 865-558-8030. Serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience, let the G3 team help you get the money you deserve. Again, that's g3helpme.com. Taylor is up next. Hello, Taylor.
Hey, what's up, Russ? How's it going?
Hey, it's going well. Thank you.
I was curious. Did you happen to see what former Steeler Ryan Clark had to say about Derrick Henry on national TV today?
I did not. What do you say?
I did.
Yeah. Prepare the body bags, Russ. Prepare the body bags, because he came out today and said that Derrick Henry's a coward and runs different against the front seven of defenses, and the trucks and the stiff arms you see against corners of safeties is fake bravery because he knows he can get away with it.
What?
Yeah, Ron popped off pretty good. What was the other thing he said? He'd like to be in the box with him, in the 1 yard box with him. Which,
yeah, he said could he hit him up the middle.
Does he have a death wish or something? Is he?
I don't know. I mean, he
suicidal.
Would...
Like, has he been? I know 2020's been rough, but I mean, Ryan, you're playing in the NFL, buddy. You got a lot to live for. Don't go so soon.
Oh, he said he wished what was it that he was like? What, 28 again, Taylor?
Why? So you could get killed twice?
I forgot all he said, but he popped off on Henry pretty big. Like
off of his head.
Okay.
Talk about the king.
Okay. Anything else, Taylor? You just wanted to alert us to that?
Well, yeah, and I'm going to go ahead and predict he gets about 300 yards and buries about three of their corners.
I mean, RIP, I hope Ryan Clark filled out his will before he left Pittsburgh. I mean, how stupid could you, like, you did see, it was Josh Norman. I know he's not the biggest guy in the world. Who is the dude from the Ravens, Earl Thomas? Like, is Earl Thomas a coward?
He ended Earl Thomas's career.
Like, dude, you realize who you're talking about right now. You got a big bullseye on you now. I don't know. Maybe he's just trying to get him off his game, playing mind games or something like that. But I kind of like it.
I'm telling you, this is his quote. I'm telling you right now, I would get in a track stance if I knew it was a run. I would take off running, and I would either have to hit Derrick Henry or the goalpost by the time I stop.
Well, the good news is, for Mr. Clark, the game is in Nashville. Vanderbilt Medical Center is less than 2 miles away from Nissan Stadium.
Good point.
They have a great trauma unit there, terrific concussion docs, brain injury, spinal cord injury docs. And while I can't say that his career will last past Sunday, he should be able to still be breathing Monday, which would be a minor victory after saying such idiotic things in the press. So RIP. Ryan Clark, it was nice knowing you. Thank you, Taylor. Appreciate the phone call. Let's get Tommy in here next. Good afternoon, Tommy. You're on the drive.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, it's going well. Thank you.
Hey, before I get to my Vols, got a little stat here for all those Steelers sheep out there.
Okay.
Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry, over the past 16 games, they're the only duo to ever have 30 touchdown passes and 2,000 yards rushing. Emmett and Troy couldn't do it. Peyton and Edge couldn't do it. First duo in history. So get you some of that, and you're going to get a steady. Who had it, Ryan Clark? Give me a break.
Get some.
Yeah, he's not ready for Derrick Henry.
Get some.
Uh-oh.
You don't got
on the Tennessee-Alabama game. I mean, I'm not a sunshine pumper. I mean, I live in reality, but I watched that game from last year. I don't see where we're going to get blowed out. I mean, I understand they are a very, very good offensive team, but there's no Jerry Jeudy on this team. I mean, the players that we lost off defense is Daniel Batuli, but he got kicked out for targeting. He was gone for over half the game. I mean, so where is this big blowout?
So he's been retired.
That's mighty, what he was saying.
Mighty big words from a guy who doesn't have to come out on the field. Sorry, I got like five people talking to me at the same time. That's mighty big words for a guy who doesn't actually have to come out there on the field and do anything. Yeah, Ryan Clark, I remember you. You were the guy who couldn't play in Mile High because you had, sickle cell or something like that. Remember, he couldn't play up there because
Watch yourself.
Big, tough guy. Now, wants to talk now that he's not playing in the actual game. Yeah, why don't you go suit up, see if you can sign a one-day contract. You'll wake up with Derrick Henry's cleats imprinted in your chest. Thank you. Thank you, Tommy. Anything else, my man?
That's it, guys. Go balls.
Appreciate the phone call. Go Vols indeed. I kind of like it. A little Titans trash talk to lighten the mood. Bring it on, I say.
Why not?
Did you have some of those pork rinds?
I had one, yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
is that kind
really
of like
good.
A... Like a horseradish kind of chipotle kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of like a little spice sauce to it.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, good.
A little kick to it.
It's fantastic.
No, I really enjoyed it. Come on out and check out some of the food here at Hops and Hollers. That was the mousse. It's kind of a Cuban, like big, thick ham.
Yeah.
Pickle, some cheese.
Big old piece of meat.
I enjoyed it very much.
It's good.
Westchester is next. Hello, Westchester.
How we doing, gentlemen?
Hey, doing well, Westchester. What's up, man?
Russ, I hate to break it to you, but see, West is not in Catholic's region, so Catholic might be able to beat them. Catholic doesn't know how to beat any team they're supposed to beat. But I think West will win tonight either way. I think you're good. But and the guy, the last caller said that the Vols didn't want the Vols weren't ready for Derrick Henry or something. Let me tell you something. The Vols aren't ready for the Jets. All right, the Vols are terrible this year. You know, so Kentucky game last weekend. I was out hanging out with my girlfriend, and she just saw how miserable I was because the whole time that we're hanging out, I'm listening to the game on the earpiece because I'm just, you know, a glutton for punishment. You know, nothing's worse than listening to the Bob call a game when you're losing you know, that badly and don't even know where the ball is on the field or which way they're running or anything like that, but it didn't really matter. So, but yeah, so she mandated tomorrow that I'm not even allowed to listen to the game. You know what? I'm not even fighting her on it. We're just going to go randomly drive around and hang out and find stuff to do. And
West,
you know, she's just going to occupy my time. And West, it's not quite the nature hike, but Russ, I think you're on to something a few years ago.
Hold on a second. You're not allowed to listen to the game? What, like, are you, I mean, will she let you take your balls out on the weekend or something? I mean, are you a man or not, Westchester? How deep are you into this relationship
right now?
She won't let you listen to the game?
Trey, shut up. No, it's kind of a mutual agreement that, it's better for my mental and physical health if I don't listen to that. We can have a better time together until the Vols start to learn how to win again. That, you know, I don't need to ruin both of our times. Listen, the Vols get spanked like 60-0 by Saban.
Listen, Westchester, take it from me, Captain Romance. Been married, how long have I been married, Bear?
15 years.
Oh, my God. listen.
I don't know if it's that long.
It's... What's hers is yours. What's yours is hers. If you want to ruin y'all's weekend, you go ahead and ruin it, buddy. Are you a ball or are you not, man? It's Tennessee, Alabama. You watch the game.
That's why God gave the offseason.
There you go.
Russ, you invented the nature hike. I don't want to hear any crap from you.
You get 12 days. You get 12 days, Westchester. If you get to ruin 12 days of her year, that's a small price to pay, in my opinion.
Well, the last thing I'll say about it is, If Skolcan has any brains left in his head, he's going to try number two out there one more time for the whole game, just to take the punishment, and he can play hurt. You know, we can sit him out there in a cast for all I care if Bama breaks his leg, which I hope they don't. But you know what? We just trot him out there and keep our guys safe and start over with Arkansas. And watch us lose to Arkansas and Kentucky in the same year. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's going to be a fun season. You're right. I should definitely watch every single one of these butt whoopings we're going to take from these teams that, you know, haven't won here since 1984. And, you know, you're right. I probably should do that. But, I couldn't make it out there today.
To harsh my vibe, Russ, on a beautiful Friday. You got anything else for us, Westchester? I mean, just sucking the life out
no,
of the
just,
party.
No, just go west. That's all I got.
Rebel That's good. Yell. Kick it, Dave, once you get the heck out
Rebel
of here.
Yell.
Get rid of him, Drew.
Woo!
Well,
I feel like I'm
love to see West High School going to play Trinity Christian.
Just like
play Trinity Christian.
Yeah.
Gates of hell.
Well, you can schedule Brentwood Academy. They'll gladly come down here and beat your eyes shut, Russell.
I really need Tennessee to win by like, I mean, I'm sorry, lose by like 10 tomorrow.
Why?
Because I can't deal with 2 weeks of no football and a bye week of this crazy talk.
I'm going on vacation.
I'll join you.
Stay with us. The drive continues. 865-546-8200. Your number to get on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Russell Bear and Trey cruising along with you. It is a beautiful football Friday, and we're back with much more right after this.
The Drive.
Back here on Five Fan Run Radio, Russell Smith, Bear, Trey Wallace, cruising along with you. It is Financial Freedom Friday presented by our friends at Citizens National Bank. You're going to love Citizens National Bank, the savings you can make at big and small businesses near you with CNB Plus Perks checking accounts. You'll receive discounts on shopping, dining, entertainment, and travel. Visit cnbtn.com for more information or just call 865-453-9031 for Citizens National Bank, the official bank of the drive. Keep things rolling here, and Tony is up next on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, we're doing well. Thank you.
Hey, just two things really quick. One optimism and one question. The first thing is, not the third week of October this time. Maybe that's the only switch up we need to break the streak. Maybe that's all we really need. I'm trying to find a little optimism. Maybe the fourth week of October against Bama is, you know, the new thing that it's all it's going to take to get us out of this funk against Alabama. The second thing is just a question for you guys, and genuinely just curious. I know the sentiment right now is, you can't play Harrison Bailey against, you know, Alabama for his first career start, and, you know, it's going to crush his confidence. But I guess my question is, why are we so terrified in protecting his confidence? Because I have to assume last year he was thinking about playing the best teams. It's like if somebody got their first at-bat against Clayton Kershaw and struck out four times, like, we're automatically assuming that he's, like, the next 4 years of his career are going to be ruined because he plays Alabama. Like, what happened to maybe if you're recruiting the right type of player and the right type of mentality and the right kid, man, he wants more. You know, if it doesn't go his way, fine, no one expects it to. But I don't understand why it's so long-term detrimental to play a kid who probably, from everything that I've seen, is up for the challenge. He seems like the type of kid who wants to be on the biggest stage, played high-level football in 6A Georgia. Like, I mean, it seems like he's not that scared to do it himself. And I don't know how we've automatically assumed that if it doesn't go his way, he's just going to completely crumble. Not all kids do that. Maybe that's been our experience here, but I'm genuinely asking. I don't know why it's just automatically a guarantee that if it doesn't go his way, he's never going to gain confidence again. And just wanted to see, you know, what you guys thought. I don't have any particular decision or feeling about who plays, which, you know, it's always a crapshoot. But just wanted to see what you guys thought.
No, it's an interesting question. Bear, why is the talk about the fear of ruining Harrison Bailey by throwing him, quote unquote, throwing him to the wolves, is that overstated in your opinion?
Maybe a little bit, but I think part of the problem here is Tennessee fans is we saw it with a couple of different quarterbacks here in the past 15 years. Definitely think that happened to Peterman down at Florida. You know, that spot was a little bit big for him. Probably not the best thing in the world.
Anyone else? Because I didn't.
I mean, he didn't start the game. Like, even Butch didn't start. Like, he made Peterman the sacrificial lamb Dobbs' freshman year against Alabama. Like, he had Peterman go out there and do the job for Was it one or two series?
And but then Dobbs came in and played well and flashed a little, right?
Did he break his hand in Gainesville, though?
Who?
Yeah, Peterman. Yeah, he broke his thumb.
Yeah.
One of them did. Who was the other starter that year? There was like three of them.
Worley.
I thought Worley broke his thumb.
No.
No, Peterman broke his hand in Gainesville.
Anyhow, Peterman started the Alabama game. And then he got crushed, and then we put Dobbs in, and he flashed. And Dobbs was a different kind of quarterback, and he was a physical freak and could protect – he could better protect himself on the field with athletes, the kind of athletes that Alabama has.
He came in – what, he came in late in the day, right? Late in
no.
The game. Dobbs?
He came in the, what, end of the first quarter?
We had somebody on Twitter earlier, Trey, asking, quoting reports from – websites that Maurer was playing scout team this week and it was not thought
Maurer
to be a factor.
Maurer was running 7-on-7 yesterday for the scout team. They had to have somebody for 7-on-7. So Maurer ran 7-on-7 scout team yesterday.
So has he taken
Has
he taken first team snaps this week?
He split them on what was that first day we were talking about? Tuesday.
We're starting Garantano tomorrow.
Actually, it was Sunday.
Well, that's
because Garantano was.
What is the plan? What are we doing?
That's a $64,000 question.
Do we have a plan?
Yeah, I think Jared Garantano is your starter, and I think Bailey or Maurer are coming in right behind him.
If Maurer's physically ready to go, why not start him?
See, that's what I would do. I just start.
That makes no sense.
Hell, Nick Saban last night said Maurer's going to play.
Anything else, Tony? All right, I think Tony's
exited
gave up on us. Appreciate the phone call.
I think tomorrow I don't see it being one of those throw your baby cubs into action and see what happened type days.
I just think you throw your baby cubs in there. They're going to get slaughtered, and that's.
I'd be more willing to do it against Alabama this year.
You have all these wide receivers that everybody wants to see, and I almost feel like that could be more detrimental for them. To me, look, this is just a survive with your dignity intact type of game, because you've got an off week, and it's not going to be a regular off week where you're just resting guys up and everything. To me, it's kind of like a wipe the slate clean off week. What is your identity going to be? Who is your quarterback first and foremost? And then how are you going to play for those last five games? And you've got to make some hard decisions, because whatever you've done for these four games, I'm sorry, it's failed. It has been a failure, and nobody expects you to win tomorrow. So you're going to be 2-3. You got to make a lot of changes. You've got 2 weeks to get ready. You better go beat Arkansas. Otherwise, whatever kind of anger, animosity you've seen from this fan base over the past week is going to be nothing compared to what you'll see if you lose that game.
Here's what I think could happen tomorrow. So when Brian Maurer started his first game against Georgia, he didn't know during the week. He knew game day on Saturday. I think If Jeremy Pruitt is going to switch things up at quarterback to start the game tomorrow, you would not see it until they hit the field for pregame warmups. You walk up to your quarterback 30 minutes before the game, and you say, "Hey, you're starting. You get the ball. Go."
That's incredibly foolish to do that before you play Alabama.
No, it's not.
That's insane.
No, it's not. Don't give your guy 48 hours to think about it. It's not insane.
It's insane. I don't think it's a great – to me, and again, the next game I coach
Why?
Will be
you know
my
you
first.
Got JG in your Hold back on. Pocket?
The next – I just
like,
think
– You got JG in your back pocket. It's like taking a rubber band gun.
Am I crazy here, or when you go into a big game, don't you want your guy, your quarterback, to have as much time to prepare as possible? You're just going to tell him the day of the game?
Just throwing it because they did the same thing with Maurer last year.
Why?
I don't know why they did it, but they did it.
Look, how did that end?
It ended with him throwing a dime And the, no, his it, offensive it, line
it
sucking.
Ended with him getting completely killed.
He took two dimes. He took a shot, but he did establish himself as the best option at that point.
Yeah, yeah. He sure did, but he didn't know all week that he was going to be the starter.
What side of the argument are you on? Do you want to see him or not?
Yeah, I want to see him, but I'm not about doing that crazy-ass thing where you don't tell somebody they're going
to
be the starter.
Well, it seemed to work.
Freaking Alabama. No, it didn't last year against Georgia.
What are you talking about? He threw two dimes, one with the 75-yard touchdown.
He got killed. One at a time, please. He got absolutely killed.
Is that Brian Maurer's fault that he got killed off the edge, or is his sorry offensive line that can't block
him? I don't know, man. Is he blind? The kid from Georgia lined up and basically told him, I'm coming to take your pancreas. And he killed him. Maurer was staring straight at him. And he wasn't ready to play in the game.
How many times have you seen that over the last two
games? You guys love talking. He threw two dimes. That makes me so angry when y'all say that.
He did what he was had to do in the Georgia game.
He did not. He couldn't pick up the simple fact that corner was coming to kill him.
And neither can a single quarterback on Tennessee's roster.
Yeah, I mean, that's the point, though. It's like it's not like JG's going to make that read either.
I just call me crazy, but you don't plan on starting somebody at a big-time SEC game and walk up to him and just spring it on him 30 minutes before the game and not give him – if they're planning on starting him, they need to be giving him first-team reps and getting him ready to go.
Quick timeout. The drive continues. Coming up, we'll get your Rocky Top report brought to you by the Craigner Group. Right after this, it's Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Fan Run. Rocky Top report brought to you by the Craigner Group. They do real estate the right way. Visit the Craigner Group online at bonoshouses.com. Tennessee going through a walkthrough today. In preparation, easy for me to say, for tomorrow's visit from Alabama, 3:30 kickoff on CBS National Television. All right, Trey, give me some final nuggets to wrap up the week here from the practice field.
Kill me. No, but they'll go through their walkthrough today, and then they head to the hotel here in just a little bit and have movie night.
Movie night, all right.
And they're going to the hotel?
Yeah, they're going to the hotel. Went to the hotel last week. I know. Don't ask me. But yeah, I already sent y'all that one thing, how they do it.
Seems kind of silly.
Yeah, I know. I would expect you're going to see a lot of reps tomorrow to Crouch, just because I don't think Banks is quite ready to go yet with this high ankle sprain. I think that Alante Taylor will play. How much he'll play, that'll be interesting. He is. Yesterday, I will tell you this, a little nugget from practice. Jeremy Banks had a black non-contact jersey on. Jeremy Pruitt looked at Jeremy Banks and said, if you're going to be playing on Saturday, you better take that black non-contact jersey off. So what do you think Banks immediately did? So
I thought he was in a boot.
What a football guy thing to say.
Yeah, took it off.
Hey, you want to play tomorrow? You better get that black jersey off right now, all right?
quarterback situation.
I thought he was coaching the defensive line. What's he doing looking at the linebackers?
I don't know. He needs to pay attention to his line.
That's what I'm saying.
He better, because they were ranked, what, third in the SEC?
Yeah.
And he fired. I mean, what's the Rocky Top Report? It's perfect time for it. Did Brumbaugh get fired during the game?
No. Got fired the next day at the facility. They already told y'all the story.
Our guy Matt Jones botched to that report. It's just reporting rumor as fact out there. That's nice.
Yeah, I already told y'all the story of what happened that day. And that came from multiple people, so, you know, whatever.
All right, so Tennessee, 21.5-point dogs tomorrow.
I think they go JG.
I
think they go JG.
And we see
Bailey. I'll know more tonight after their hotel walkthrough, where everything is laid out.
So we're starting a banged-up JG at quarterback tomorrow against Alabama. What could possibly go wrong?
I don't.
Fantastic.
Everything. It's only a finger.
Do we feel – remember, speaking of Matt Jones, we had him on a week ago today, and he expressed zero confidence.
That's true.
In Kentucky winning against Tennessee. I feel like we've switched places with him, like zero confidence in winning tomorrow against Alabama.
Yeah, I agree completely. So that's why it's go take advantage of the us against the world mentality. Go take advantage of Alabama sleeping on me.
Well, it's definitely –
Now, Nick Saban ain't going to be sleeping on Pruitt.
Alabama never sleeps on anybody.
No, and also Nick Saban last night on his coach's show said he expects to see Brian Maurer play. Brian Maurer did play some this week, did practice some with the ones.
Nicholas Esteban Taylor's in the house, ladies and gentlemen. How about that?
Oh, good Lord.
He's looking good, too.
Hey, yes.
He trimmed up the beard a little bit and slimmed down a little.
Hey, he lost a few.
Yeah. I like it.
He's still anything else, Trey?
Whatever, just go on with the show.
No, this is your segment. It's Rocky Top Report. You got any other notes? No? That's it? Okay. Rocky Top Report brought to you by Bo Kregner and the Kregner Group. They do, what do, ladies and gentlemen? They do real estate the right way. Maybe you're looking to do a little house hunting this weekend. They turn around quickly for you. Call Bo at 865-742-1035. That's 742-1035. Or just go online to his website, boknowshouses.com. To find out more, it's Bo Kregner and the Kregner Group, Real Estate the Right Way. Our phone number, if you want to get on the G3 Help Me Hotline, is 865-546-8200. 546-8200 as we talk Tennessee and Alabama, the 3:30 game. What are the noon kickoff games tomorrow, Trey?
There's not many SEC games tomorrow. We get Big Ten football back tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Big Ten football back.
How can there not be that many SEC games?
There are
everybody on off week. Yeah.
There are only four SEC games tomorrow. We get Auburn and Ole Miss at 12.
It's a good one.
Bama, Tennessee, then you get Kentucky, Missouri, and then your nightcap, which I feel could be an upset, South Carolina at LSU.
What are you calling an upset?
South Carolina beating LSU at home. In Baton Rouge.
That's only like a 3.5-point line.
LSU's a 6-point favorite.
Upset as bad as LSU's played.
Yeah.
LSU's 6-point favorite. Kentucky, Missouri. Kentucky's a 4.5-point favorite. Tomorrow be fun. Let me
ask you guys this.
Yeah.
How different would the conversation be if we had taken care of business last week?
Fans would think they have a chance.
If we had beaten Kentucky 28-24, and we're 3-1. Would it be 4-1? 3-1.
Fans would think they have a chance.
No,
it wouldn't be this doom and gloom crap we've heard all week.
I mean, it's not crap, man.
I'm not saying the callers are crap. I'm just saying in general, like.
Yeah, no, I'm with Trey. I think that I don't know that we'd have a chance, but I think we would be a lot less pessimistic and.
Well,
the
this is what happens when you lose to Kentucky.
I think people would be like, hey, let's just get out of here with our dignity intact. We'll be 3-2 headed in, or 3-2 headed into the break.
Right.
Beat Arkansas, we're 4-2.
Chance to win a couple of games down the stretch.
Beat Vandy, 5.
The Jeremy Pruitt project is right on schedule.
Yeah, I agree. But now you're in a spot right now, but nobody knows what to expect tomorrow, so they don't know how. This game is going to go.
Kentucky loss was just – it was such a disaster, man.
Because I feel Tennessee – and I have to get out of here in a second, so I'm going to go ahead and give my prediction now, if that's okay with you.
Do it.
That's okay with you.
Do it.
I'm going to go Alabama 31, Tennessee 21. I think the game is close. I think Alabama breaks away in the fourth quarter. Adds a touchdown to extend it. But I think it's 31-21 Alabama over Tennessee.
You think going in the fourth, it's going to be 24-21?
I think it's going to be close.
Wow.
Yeah. I think Tennessee comes out with a ferocity tomorrow that you did not see against Kentucky. And I think Tennessee's offensive line wants something to prove against Alabama tomorrow.
Trey passing out hopium on the way out the door. Russell, what do you think about that?
Trey is he's much more optimistic than you. So –
I've already said I'm not going to bend over and expect a beatdown.
That's Trey's ball game, and I hope he's right. Trey, you enjoy the game tomorrow. Hope to hear from you on Voluntary Reaction presented by our friends at Terrapin Beer Company.
I hope to. You mean y'all been so crammed up with calls, it's all too hard to get in. I know. It's good. Well, actually, it's not good, but it's good.
It is good.
Yeah.
It's good for business. Folks love the Voluntary Reaction, and we'll be with you at 7 o'clock tomorrow night after Tennessee and Alabama.
We'll have live coverage all day for you tomorrow leading up to kickoff. And, look forward to seeing folks down there at the stadium and then we'll get things rolling. So appreciate
folks,
y'all.
Come get your tailgate set up, your couch gate set up. We got a dollar off 6-packs and 12-packs of all Terrapin products. And when you come by today and you get a Terrapin pint, oh, there we've got the Luau Crunkles, the Moohoo Chocolate Stout, and the Watermelon Gosa on tap here at Hops and Hollers. You're going to get a free Terrapin pint glass.
Ooh.
So that is a very cool prize that you get, anybody gets, and then you can sign up for the big prize pack as well while you're out here. We're here until 6 o'clock, so you got plenty of time, about an hour to swing on by. We're on North Central Street, just off Broadway, and it is a beautiful afternoon out here at Hops and Hollers, so be sure to swing by and say hello as you get your weekend started off right. All right, Trey, have yourself a great weekend.
Have a good weekend, Trey.
Checking in with you.
We'll catch y'all tomorrow.
Yeah, mañana.
Look forward to it.
And then, of course, Monday, Trey will be back with us for Overreaction Monday presented by the Phone Exchange. Stay with us. Hour number three of The Drive just around the corner. Your top five at five and five things I want to see tomorrow coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio. The Drive.